concern, but then when you get to the higher buildings, that's not what we're looking for either. So some of these pictures are going to other cities. But basically, we've got the guidelines give direction and in geographical areas along the station, along at the light, at the platforms, and then also in the neighborhood east. They talk about the focal points. They talk about the sensitivity, the transition as you go into the lower density residential communities. And so I think someone testified in terms of if you're a single family house in this transforming area, you know, what kind of protections will you get through design review? And so the guideline G that's the guideline F that talks about the neighborhood east would be what the design commission would be looking at.
So it says strengthening the character of the individual station areas based on what? What does that mean?
Well, it's based, so with the design, with the guidelines, you'll also as part of the appendix, if you keep going to page 82, each of the station areas have some text talking about what's special about each of the station areas, and then there's the graphic that I showed earlier that talks about just the area in specifically and what kinds of development in each area.
So when we've, in our public outreach to the citizens, I mean, do we ask them about what's the feel they want for the place for each of these stations?
I think that was part of the planning effort, how these words were derived. But during the application review, these guidelines, at least the ones that pertain to specific geographic areas, need to be the structure of the discussion at the design commission. And so the testimony from the neighbors and affected residents and business owners would also be along the lines of defining these, whether that the project proposal meets these. And as you said earlier, Commissioner Adams, sort of good design's in the eye of the beholder, but that subjective kind of discussion occurs within this framework and the same framework that it is used by the Design Commission to make its decision is the framework that's advanced for the public in the public notice.
Further questions? Thank you, folks. We do have an amendment to Exhibit C. Is that correct?
Exhibit E, the transportation memo?
To E?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I have a motion and a second?
So move.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Since we're voting on the next week, this is our only vote.
Yes.
Today, right? Well, I want to thank first and foremost the citizens who engaged in this process, and it sounds like there was good debate. I would not feel comfortable voting for the change from 100 to 125 feet without this hearing and an opportunity to sort of discuss this. I think absent that, I would not feel comfortable, but the Planning Commission and the Design Commission and the City Council are part of the process as well, and it's our job to study and listen, and I think that the fact that this is not an automatic 125 foot buildings and that it has to have community input and a process outlined in the future, I can support that. Also want to thank the staff and the Planning and Design Commission folks as well. These are hard, hard projects, but it is dealing with a lot of the non-conforming uses, and I'm very grateful for your work on this. 2 weeks in a row. I can't wait to see which neighborhood you're in next week. So with that, I also want to acknowledge and thank the mayor's leadership as the commission in charge of planning for seeing this project through. So I'm voting on the amendment. Aye.
Fish.
Thank Chris Duffy for her testimony and for educating this commissioner about the problems of cell phone towers in residential areas, which this council will be taking up August, September. under Commissioner Saltzman's leadership. 2 weeks. And to the folks who testified, as the newest member of this body, I appreciate the quality of the testimony and particularly the comments about process. And I'm interested in looking into that at a greater level, deeper level, because I can understand how you would feel after all this time at the end having a different height come into the equation. But I, too, am satisfied that this process anticipates that we get a de novo hearing and we get to hear from you at this, so there is a backstop, and it is with us. Commissioner Saltzman's the Parks Commissioner, so your comments about open spaces and particularly the Kenton School, I'm sure, has found a receptive audience here, and we'll be urging him to explore those. It's a terrific neighborhood, and I have very high hopes for this zoning change. So I thank you for, and staff, I thank you for your excellent work on this. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, first of all, let me just respond to the park. I think that's a great idea, and as Parks Commissioner, I will certainly work to be opportunistic as possible to make that a reality. And it sounds like conversations are already occurring. So that's a great thing, and I'd like to work to see that. I guess I want to sort of harken back to, I think it was like 2005, when I attended an Arbor Lodge Neighborhood Association meeting. And, you know, one of the issues that came up at that point was the feeling that there was a sort of a part left done or undone from development of the Yellow Line, and that was, you know, upzoning or rezoning of interstate. And, you know, I thought at the time, you don't usually get those types of statements at a lot of neighborhood association meetings, that there needs to be higher density. But I was very impressed, as I always am, with the Arbor Lodge Neighborhood Association and Overlook as well, and took that to heart, and we worked hard, my office, to get PDC to fund this study, and worked with Gil Kelly and the mayor's office to assign some dedicated talent to make this process work, and I'm pleased to see that this process has worked very well, and I think that it's great. I'm very supportive of the plan. I think the design review associated with 125 feet will serve us well and serve this neighborhood well. So I just really want to commend everybody, the citizens, planning, PDC, mayor's office, for this process actually working and resulting in us here today or next week actually voting to make these zone changes a reality. Mm-hmm. So it's a great process, and I'm very pleased to support it and support this amendment. Aye.
Potter.
I'd like to thank Randy and Dan and the mayor-elect and Minnie Pearl for... But actually, Julia, you did a wonderful job, both in terms of how you engage the community as well as your presentation tonight. And I want to compliment the two neighborhood associations. It's really refreshing to hear citizens speak with such authority and eloquence and understanding of land use and the issues. So I really appreciate everybody's testimony tonight. And I vote aye. What we have done is all we've done is the amendment to this particular ordinance. Next week, will it be next week, Carla?
Yes, it'll be in the morning session, the 9:30 session.
9:30 session of council next Wednesday, we will take the final vote on it. So just in case you wish to come in for that. So, Gil, thank you, and your planning bureau.
Mayor, may I just make a couple of other quick acknowledgments? I appreciate everything you said about the neighborhood leadership. It's been just superlative in terms of spreading the word and involving people and bringing them in, even where there were disagreements on some points. And obviously, Julia Courtney and Kevin, who were mentioned, did a great job too. But I wanted to acknowledge Mark Raggett from the Planning Bureau, who really worked on the urban design aspects of this, and Joe Zender, who really helped Julia in the very beginning kind of shape this process so that it could be successful. And those two guys deserve a lot of credit as well. So thank you.
We're recessed until 2 p.m. tomorrow. You're not going to live that one down, Nick.
Hi. A long time since we talked. I wanted to reintroduce myself. I'm actually co-chair of the Kenton Neighborhood Association. I like very much.